We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Hey, what's going on, Wisconsin? It is the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen once again in for Bill today. Joe is here. Nick Bodie behind the glass. And after a nice Brewers victory and a few hours sleep, we go right back at it today. And another scorcher in the state of Wisconsin. Joe, big show today, man. This is going to be fun. Buster Olney is lined up to join us in a few minutes, ESPN Baseball Insider. And we will also have Wisconsin native. I don't know what. Can we call him a phenom? Gavin Lux, the Dodgers prospect that is climbing hard to the big leagues.
The dude went 5-for-6 yesterday.
I know that.
He's on a 10-game hitting streak.
It's crazy. It's crazy. He is something else. So we'll talk to Gavin. We've had him on, I believe it was this show, when he was drafted.
Yeah.
20th overall just a few years ago. And we're going to chat and get an update with Gavin Lux. Craig Kishon, Fox Sports Wisconsin, will join us as well. And I'm missing one here.
Pete Jaskolski.
Yes. This I'm looking forward to. You sports and controlling yourself around the diamond or around the soccer field or the basketball court or the football field. He wrote a book on umpiring and how to de-escalate a lot of situations. We're going to learn a lot from Pete Jaskolski coming up here during the show today. So we appreciate you tuned in. And as always, look at this. Two segments in the same week of news and notes. I love doing this. I throw on some sports talk shows, being in the industry. You still listen because that's what we do. And I always like updates. That's why a lot of stations will do the top of the hour update. It's your sports flash or whatever it is.
Sports flash right now.
I like that. And that's the X's and O's. And live from the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network studios, I'm Tim Allen with the sports flash. See, it's like that. And then they go over the news and notes of, like, the concrete scores and trades and signings and things like that. I do my little updates called news and notes with just things that don't get those headlines that I think in most cases deserve it. And we'll start out with the Brewers last night. And as we talked on Wednesday, as David Stearns had said, the next couple of weeks are pretty important for this baseball team, and they really have stepped up here now, winning four of their last six, including three in a row, and that includes a 5-1 victory last night as the Brewers got that victory. Pitching was good. It was one of the best-looking victories of the season. And if you missed the game last night, we're going to talk about you missing games, too, later on in the show, but if you did miss that game, it was one of the best played games of the year for the Brewers. You had solid starting pitching, you had solid bullpen, and you had some offense, and you had especially some defense. And not just Lorenzo Cain. You had a couple of key double plays in the game last night. Almost a flawless game for the Brewers. And we're going to talk about how good they are, or if some of you don't even think they're a good baseball team. And that's okay. That's okay to think that. You could probably throw out some numbers to bear that out. But with the victory last night, four games over 500 at 51-47, and pick up a half game on the idle Cubs yesterday. So now two games back in the NL Central, which is starting to separate a little bit. I noticed that last night and this morning, Joe. Did you see the standings lately? It's not as bunched up. You see Pittsburgh stumbling out of the break and really trying to stay in this thing, and Cincinnati's starting to fade away a little bit. We're looking at a separation of, what, 7 or 8 games now?
Yeah, pulling up the wild card standings here, it's now 6-game difference. So the Reds are furthest back at 6 games with the Mets.
Yeah. But look at the look at their standings in the wild card, which is now dipped really to kind of scratching and trying to hang on. They might be better served go after that division title. Now, just because the NL is so, man. And that's why, and the Arizona Diamondbacks, the team the Brewers beat last night, right in the scrum of that wild card situation as well.
Yeah, Cardinals and Phillies are a half game back of the final wild card spot. Diamondbacks are a game and a half. 2.5 games back are the Giants. 4 games back are the Rockies and Padres. 4.5 the Pirates. And then Mets and Reds hold up the rear at 6.
Wow, that's crazy. It's still a season for a lot of these teams, for sure. So a big game tonight. All these games, all these wins are big, based on what we had discussed on Wednesday, being the next couple of weeks, and we're in the midst of that right now. Every game, especially tonight. And you say, well, last night was a big game head-to-head against the Diamondbacks. They are all big. This one might be even bigger because they're staring down the barrel of Zach Greinke tomorrow night. And that's, hey, man, when he's on, we all know he's a tough customer. So a big game for the crew tonight. All right, news and notes. This from Fox News. A man who tried to sell Super Bowl rings caught and arrested for theft by who? Did you see this? By the gang at Pawn Stars.
Really?
The dude tried to sell. Check this out.
Oh, I should have gotten the Pawn Stars theme music going.
An Arizona hotel employee was arrested earlier this month for allegedly stealing Super Bowl rings from former Washington Redskins offensive lineman Mark May. Got his football cards. The 43-year-old man was arrested for stealing the rings and trying to pawn them at the gold and silver pawn shop, the site of Pawn Stars. Rick and
Chumley
Big Boss and all the guys in the gang. Isn't that cool? May wore the rings at a charity event in Scottsdale in February, and when he got back home, he realized that his Super Bowl rings and watches were missing. Okay, fair enough. Here's where I get I'm with you so far, Fox story. In April, the rings and watches were found in the safe in the room he stayed in. So from February to April, nobody apparently used the safe in that hotel room, right? I mean, that's what the story tells me. But regardless, workers in the hotel brought them to the 43-year-old, who is the lead engineer at the hotel. He then drove to Las Vegas to sell the rings. GM of the Pawn Stars pawn shop, Andy Zimmerman, said that he recognized some red flags. He came in asking too low of a price for the rings, which was the main red flag. And that pawn shop actually countered with an even lower price. You never know what is going to walk through that door.
I'm Rick Harrison, and this is my pawn shop.
I like that show. I always have. Some of it's a little canned and set up, I got to say. But I think you learn a lot from that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I learn a ton from that. The pawn shop, then the general manager, then called their expert, Diamond Don. I got a buddy who knows a lot about this. Can you just sit tight? We'll come back and get you. So Diamond Don comes in. He smelled a rat right away, called the authorities. And that is a cool story. That's Mark May gets his rings back. Speaking of Vegas, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Haseen Ensan wins the World Series of Poker. I didn't realize it's $10 million to win this thing.
Yeah, it stayed pretty popular, the main event, all these years.
He beat out 8,568 other poker players.
How about it?
I know when we were in Vegas, you played in a poker, little Texas Hold'em deal, and actually did a chop pot for a win.
Yeah, won $300.
That's big money.
First time I ever played at a poker table in a casino.
This year, 55-year-old German held off the second-place winner, who did per $6 million. Final hand, the winner held a pair of kings. Second-place dude goes all in. Pair of kings held. Oldest winner at 55 years old since 1999 had a 61-year-old winner for the World Series of Poker. Kirk Gibson, this is cool. Right up my alley. Kirk Gibson apologizes to Dennis Eckersley, finally, for the home run he hit in the 1988 World Series, Game 1. Just an epic home run. You guys all remember that. Tommy Lasorda goes back to Kirk Gibson, says, hey, man, can you do your thing? Can you? I think it was Lasorda, wasn't it, at that time? I don't know. I may be wrong on that. But a manager goes back and says, hey, man, can you play? I can't run. Well, that's all right. Just hit it out of the ballpark. And he hits the walk-off home run in Game 1 and celebrated with a number of fist pumps. That's just an iconic piece of video, right? Just Gibson just fist pumping all the way around. Gibson has apologized recently, says Eckersley. Gibson said, I've never had the chance to tell you that I wasn't trying to show you up. I was just acting emotionally. Eckersley replied, you got to be kidding me. I've never thought that for one second. You know how many people I've pointed at after I struck them out? Me personally, I would have been dancing around the base pass. So they finally cleared that up. Defensive end on a really sad note, but, you know, a really kind of a cool note as well. Defensive end for the Miami Dolphins. You heard about the car accident. Dolphins player released from the hospital 2 weeks after he was involved in a car accident, which multiple injuries required his arm to be amputated. Check out the quote. One thing keeps me going. That is, I'm still able to be here. Seeing my family is so important to me. It keeps me strong. It keeps me tough. That is cool stuff, man. That really is. That's a challenge he's going to have. Man, what a great attitude. British Open, you want to update us on Tiger Watch? It doesn't seem to be going too well,
does it?
He's
going to miss the cut.
Yeah.
I don't even have to look at the score. He's going to miss the cut.
Yeah, that's too bad. There's a few news and notes. Let's get into some nuts and bolts up next as Buster Olney, ESPN insider, will join us here. Interested in getting the national perspective on this Brewers situation as we sit here on Friday, the 19th of July. Now, Tim Allen in for Bill today on The Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
And welcome back, Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Show, a Friday edition. Whether you're listening in Wausau or Green Bay or La Crosse or Madison, we appreciate that. Indeed, Tim Allen in for Bill today, and we're going to talk with Buster Olney. He did confirm. We'll get him on in just a couple of minutes here. As Brewers baseball, I mean, just like the weather heating up a little bit. Hey, it was interesting, Joe. I don't know if you caught this last night. Uecker went on this trip, which is rare. He hasn't been traveling.
Well, doesn't he have a house down there?
He does.
Yeah.
He does, and that's probably why.
Makes sense.
Wouldn't surprise me if that he took Monday off and just got back into town late for that Red Series. But, all right, we got him?
We got him.
We do. All right, let's hit the Schneider Orange Hotline and welcome in from ESPN. He's our baseball insider. It is Buster Olney. Buster, man, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, all right, let's get right to the nuts and bolts here of Brewers baseball. I'm going to ask the question a little bit later on in the show, and this may determine where David Stearns goes in this deal. But are they a good baseball team?
Boy, and it's a great question, but I think within from 30,000 feet, given what they accomplished last year, given you know some of the high-end performances they have on their roster, I think you'd feel confident that if they get into the postseason that they would be able to make a dent. I mean, let's face it, at this point, it's the Dodgers, and there's a separation, and then there's a question of who's going to challenge the Dodgers. And I think there's a legitimate chance that if they got into it, in part because the players that they have, that they would present a challenge for the Dodgers.
Yeah, Buster, what do you say to that sentiment that is, you know, getting in isn't what you shoot for. You shoot to win the World Series, so you go all in instead of just trying to get in.
Yeah, and it's an interesting question. I actually had a conversation with a general manager last week who said to me that he hopes that moving forward, baseball changes its playoff format because he feels like that as time goes on, that what we're seeing is a lot more teams asking the same question you just posed. You know, is getting in as a wild card, is that really an incentive? Is that a reason to sell big, to use assets, to use money to try to upgrade your team? And let's face it, as of today, there are 9 teams within 4.5 games of each other in the National League wild card race, including the Giants, you know, including the Brewers, including all those teams in the Central. And I don't think there's any doubt. It's part of the reason why I feel like that there's a real logjam in the trade market right now, because so many of those teams haven't decided whether or not to be buyers or sellers. Again, I think if you're – and I think if we look at the Brewers today, do we think that based on how strong the Dodgers are, the super teams in the American League, the Yankees and the Astros, do we think that the Brewers would necessarily be even a 10% chance to win the World Series? No, but if they add the right guy, if they make the right deal, you know, injuries manifest as we go down the stretch, I think you'd probably leave open the question of whether or not they could do that.
Yeah, we sports talk dudes always are this buyer and seller conversation, and in doing post-game handling Brewers baseball conversation after each game for 14 years now, and I get it, it's that time of the season, but the landscape is a little bit different with this solid a brick wall trade deadline. And I'm just guessing, Buster, want to get your spin on this as well, obviously, but I'm guessing we're still trying to figure this thing out a little bit in terms of how GMs handle this thing. I'm going to go out on a limb and say if this stays with a hard cap date, that I think GMs will do trading earlier rather than later as this thing evolves in a couple of years.
You know, it's funny you say that. I thought for sure that would be the case this year, that there would be teams that would be looking to upgrade in early June to improve their chances, improve their evaluation of themselves going to the buy or sell question in late July. But that hasn't happened this year, and I don't know if it necessarily will, because what happened was is that, you know, back in early June, there were a handful of teams that we're telling everybody, look, if you're the Giants, yes, we'll listen on Madison Bumgarner. If you were a team like the Marlins, you're absolutely ready to listen to your guys, but they're very few, and so they kept the asking prices really high. I think that they will continue to struggle with the buy or sell question, in part because, you know, making the playoffs as a wild card team moves the different needle differently for different teams. If you think back to the Brewers in 2008, the fact that they got into the playoffs that year after such a drought of reaching the postseason, that was a big deal for that team right now. For the Brewers in 2019 to make it as a wild card team, it doesn't really move it that much. I think the same is true with the Cleveland Indians, who made the playoffs the last 3 years. And on the other hand, if you're the Cincinnati Reds and you went in all in this year, it would be a big deal for them to make it. And I think that disparity is what the general managers are talking about, which they want more incentive to be a wild card team.
No, you're right. Buster Olney, ESPN baseball insider on the Bill Michaels show here. No, you're right on the Brewers situation. 26-year drought. It was broken in 2008, but you look at it now, 2008, 2011, 2018, and hopefully this year, they're on the cusp here. I mean, they really sort of turned things around. That'd be 4 and 11 years compared to 2 in, like, you know, 36 or whatever it was. That's a environmental change here for Brewers baseball for sure. What is the perspective of David Stearns on the national scene? Popped up and popped in here, it was going to be a full-scale rebuild, but really it wasn't like that in my mind. It was competing and rebuilding at the same time. Man, I think he broke the mold, Buster. I really do.
100%, and he's got a ton of respect around baseball, in part because, and I, you know, what I'm going to say is not a criticism of Mark Attanasio, the owner. And I've always had great respect for him, because you don't see a lot of small market, mid-market teams that say, you know what, we're going to try to win. We're going to make the big trade for CeCe Sabathia. We're going to defy the odds, and we're going to try to sign a Kyle Loesch. I mean, he wants to win. And so when David took over that job, I think the question everybody had was, okay, how can you rebuild and at the same time satisfy an owner who clearly wants to win? And by the way, that's part of the reason why I feel like the Brewers have such a great fan following, because they absolutely believe, unlike in Pittsburgh or Cleveland, that ownership wants to win. And so what David's done to make the team into a contender while at the same time maintaining a workable bottom line and rebuilding the farm system has been tremendous. I'll give you an example where it went the other way. Jerry DePoto, when he took over the Mariners, you know, he went all in. He tried to win because, in part, that's part of what ownership wanted to do. But the farm system never really developed, and now they have to go into this cycle where they're probably not going to be relevant for 3 or 4 years. Where, on the other hand, because of the work that David's done in threading that needle, not only are they contending this year for a playoff spot, but they should be able to in the years to come.
I can attest to that, talking to fans every night, man. It's a special relationship between this baseball team and the fan
yep.
base, without question. Should they? It's a record salary here for the Brewers this year, about $1.25. Shouldn't Mark Adonisio be investing more money into this team, considering its attendance?
Well, I mean, I can't give you a perfect answer on that without actually knowing what's in the books. But I would tell you that, you know, where their payroll is and the market size in line, and I've, you know, talked with owners with comparable payrolls, and that's probably about where you would be in terms of being able to draw a profit. I mean, we saw last year the Cleveland Indians in a comparable market, they increased their payroll over a 2-year period, but I think 60%. And then going into 2019, their ownership stepped up and said, look, this is not working. We increased our payroll. We tried to make the team better, and there just wasn't the necessary response by the adhering response by fans. And so this year they cut back, and it's added the cynicism of fans there. And I think the same thing happened with Pittsburgh. So I think where they are, where the Brewers are, is right in line where the Braves are and where some other teams are. And I know some fans would love all of the owners to be like Mike Ilitch, who own the Tigers, and take money out of their own pocket. But I never felt like it was an obligation for an owner to take money out of their own pocket to win. They're still running a business, if I'm making sense.
Yeah, $220 million was the purchase price for Adonisio. It's now valued over $1 billion, and the
yep.
surplus, according to some rough math, is a little over $60 million. Per year. But again, I get it too. It's a business as well. All right, need for the Brewers here real quick, Buster. Is it a bullpen arm? The bullpen's clearly not as good as last year. Starting rotation has picked it up here the last month. They've been dynamite. The offense is maybe the most frustrating part of this, the inconsistency here. Where's the need for the crew?
And I mean, all three of those areas, I think if you get the right buy, then you do it. And knowing, I mean, seeing how David has done it in recent years, where he's waited and waited and waited, I think that gives us a primer into how he's going to work before July 31st. And I think there are going to be some opportunities for them. Now, are they going to be the team that gives up a bunch of prospects to get, you know, a Marcus Stroman or a Trevor Bauer? I have my doubts about that, because that's not how David works. And I do think that at some point that the sellers of starting pitchers are going to outnumber the buyers, and the same thing with bullpen arms. Like if the Giants become a seller, suddenly they're going to be 5-6 guys out there put out there by the Giants. Then I think they're going to be great buy opportunities, more value buys for David, and that's what he's focused on in recent years.
I'm just wondering if Josh Hader is being deployed the way he should be. Last year, I think the opponent had to consider that. Hey, man, you might see this dude in the sixth. You might see him in the eighth. You might see him in the ninth. You might see him go multiple innings. Would then a closer help out that
yep.
Andrew Miller, Josh Hader deployment?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think there's been this year, because of the lack of the less performance, diminished performance by the bullpen, it's been more stress on Josh, and it's been more stress on Craig Counsell's decision when to use him. And that's one of those places, what I've heard from general managers is they think that in the last 48 to 72 hours, you know, the bluffing will be over, the time for that will be over, and there'll be a bunch of teams that'll say, you know what, we just want to dump this asset and save a little bit of money in the last 2 months of the season, and so we're willing to take, you know, 60 cents in the dollar an offer. We saw, I think, that a little bit last weekend when the Orioles traded Andrew Kashner, starting pitcher, to the Red Sox, and the Red Sox have the biggest payroll in baseball, but they got the Orioles to pay half the salary moving forward, you know, $1.8 million, and I think that's the sort of opportunity that will be there for Dave in those last hours.
Okay, final thing for you. We'll leave you on this note. Craig Counsell, the national sentiment, is he a good manager?
Excellent. A lot of people with a lot of respect for him, no doubt about that, and the way, you know, he's willing to think outside the box, the intensity, the way they're into the games. And I, you know, I just think of this from afar. If you were to rank the 30 teams on which ones do the players enjoy playing for, like you saw the reaction from the Yankee players yesterday when Aaron Boone went on that rant against the home plate umpire.
Yep.
I think the Brewers are right near the top.
Hey, it's no Hal McRae rant. I like that one, too. No doubt. Buster, I could do this all day long, but we appreciate your time. I know you're busy, man. Thanks a bunch.
I appreciate it. Take care.
There he is, Buster Olney, ESPN Baseball Insider, joining us here on the Bill Michaels Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
That is interesting. See the sentiment about David Stearns, about Mark Adonasio, about Craig Counsell? This baseball team is on the map. We'll talk more next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Are you ready to go hog wild? Cousin Subs' famous Cubano, it is back along with the new Wisconsin pork and Gouda. You can try the Cubano with ham, Genoa salami, pulled pork, Swiss cheese, and so much more. Or the Wisconsin pork and Gouda, featuring pulled pork, bacon, Wisconsin smoked Gouda cheese, onions, mayo, and Dijon mustard. Oh, so good. Order them online at CousinSubs.com for a limited time only. Delivery is now available in select locations, and that's Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. The Bill Michaels Show rolls on, a Friday edition. Tim in for Bill today. Joe is here, and Brewers baseballs are in the air. I like it. Hot weather, roof open, tailgating, the whole nine yards. So we welcome you from around the state into Milwaukee to attend Brewers games for sure. Rest of the season. Two games back in the Central. It's funny how Brewers fans, I mentioned to Buster Olney just a couple of minutes ago, that there's a special relationship between the fan base and this Milwaukee Brewers team. And we could point to attendance figures. You know, they're right there with last year. And last year was just knocked it out of the park in terms of attendance. And they're right there. They're within, I think last I checked, was 4,000. Fans, and so it's neck and neck with last year. It got me thinking the other day about before I did, or what I do now. Before I did the post game show, handling that in Milwaukee, started that in 2006. Did some sporadic sports talk. You know, prior to that, it was music radio, country music, rock radio, whatever. And I'm trying to think back, like, us fans and how we consume Brewers baseball. And before 2006, how many games did I watch? Like, how did I watch them? Was it a TV thing? Was it a radio thing? I know we all have stories about how we're doing yard work outside and your dad is out there and the radio's on in the garage and we hear, from County Stadium. On a beautiful July day. We all have those stories, right? But I do know this. I have to consume Brewers baseball for two reasons. Number one, I love them. But number two, it is my job. So I don't count in this poll. I'm not the objective source here. Because, like I said, I love them and I do it for a living. But for fans, say, in Wausau or La Crosse or Madison or Green Bay or wherever you're listening to us, how many games do you get to follow? Because this helps this helps us to communicate in what we want to discuss with Brewers fans, right? It makes sense that we know certain things about you that makes us do our job a little bit better. So if we get too detailed and you only catch a couple of games a week, well, maybe we lose you a little bit. But if you're, and again, I'm trying to remember years ago before I did the postgame show, how we handled that. And I know a colleague and a longtime friend of mine, Steve Pfeiffer in Milwaukee. We always make the joke that prior to doing the postgame show, we've already done it. We just didn't do it on the air. We did it over the phone to each other or on a bar stool to each other. Like, you know, Brewers come back from seven runs down against the Reds. We're going crazy. There's three of us sitting at the bar back then, and we watched the game, and we talked about it or whatever and just broke it all down. You know, who's your player of the game, Stevie? And buy me a shot, and I'll tell you. You know, those types of things. I'm just wondering from you guys as Brewers fans, how many games do you watch or follow on the radio? Do you follow it? Not necessarily the source that you follow it on, but just how many games do you figure on average per week do you follow, really? Is it a couple times a week? I know we love our team. Don't get me wrong. There's that relationship there. But I know that you have a life and that you really can't. You really can't, with all understanding of what you have going. We all have things in life that's going on. How many games do you get to, like, front to back, or at least a good chunk of the game? You have, obviously, Fox Sports Wisconsin. You have the national broadcast. So you have TV. You have Euchre and the Brewers Radio Network, which is just, man. Again, I've said it before. I'm going to miss you. I already miss Euchre, and he's not even gone yet. So you have that, but you also have now spiked in the communicator you have in your pocket that people tend to get addicted to. Or the fourth one would be you actually go to the games. Some of you have season tickets and you follow. I'd be surprised that a good chunk of you follow every pitch. I mean, come on, it's 3.5 hours. 162 games in 6 months. That's understandable that you can't get every pitch in. But how many games would you reckon you do follow? Because I would say prior to doing this job, for me it was, gosh, it was a good 4 a week, I'm going to say. There were times where, hey, man, I had something going on. I had a volleyball game or a softball game, or I had things going on. I mean, maybe it was a concert we had, or my band had a gig or something years ago, and, you know, you just couldn't follow it. I do remember in the middle of a set, in between songs, standing on some crappy little bar stage with a guitar around me saying, hey, man, what, anyone know the Brewers score? This is pre-internet type of deal, pre-cell phone type of deal. Anyone know the Brewers score? Yeah, Jose Valentin just hit 3 homers. I never forget it. Valentin had a 3-homer game. I was at a band gig at some Lions club or something. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockeyTalk line. Joe, you might be a little better example than me because of I have to follow, right?
Well, I have to follow too.
Well, you do, but I think to a little bit lesser degree. I know you guys got to cover it, but you know, a post-game show probably gets into the layers a little bit deeper, I would think.
I try to make a commitment every week to watch as many games as I can. So if I'm missing games, it's probably going to be on a Friday night or a Saturday night because I want to have a life, too, like everyone else.
No doubt.
All you guys want to go have a life. Go out and drink. Go out and meet with the family, whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Right,
right. You know, growing up, you know, when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, and I was starting to play a lot of baseball, a lot of the Kiwanis, and I got really into the Brewers. So I would watch as a kid, you know, 3-4 times a week on TV, and then usually go with the family maybe to 2 or 3 Brewer games a year.
Sitting at a bar, sitting at a restaurant, the TV's on, the ball game is on. You're at a restaurant outside of Rhinelander or something. that does count.
Sure.
It does count. For how much Brewers baseball you consume on a regular basis. Because before I did this, I know it wasn't every game. As much as I love the team, certainly grab the paper in the morning. Again, this is years and years ago. Grab the paper in the morning and get all the details. That I would do all the time. That I've done since 8 years old, 7 years old, always. Open up the paper the next morning. But just now, with how busy we are, however, what balances that is how easy it is now to consume the product, which, again, is either TV, radio, cell phone. You've got a number of, you can follow it on any number of devices. 855-830-8648. And there's a little unscientific poll today on the Bill Michaels Show. How much Brewers baseball do you watch in a week? Because it helps us do our job. You can help us be better at our job. It's the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. They have a 98% success rate, all but guaranteeing the fact that they can fix you, help you with your problem. And if you're feeling moody or sluggish or run down, no stamina, no energy, they can help you out there as well. Just stop in and get your numbers checked for low T. It takes about 10, 15 minutes, and they can help you out almost right then and there, right on the spot, at least set you up with a program. And if you're looking down right now and you're thinking, man, I need to lose a few pounds or jumpstart the new health and wellness system, that's the way to do it. Go to Neumel Medical. Call the medical experts over at Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Don't forget, Wednesday Night Live out at the Wisconsin State Fair Park and the Budweiser Pavilion stage. Stop in and check it out. Gates open at 6, music at 7. It's free admission. That's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
And that's what you're listening to today, the Bill Michaels Show, a Friday edition. Tim in for Bill today. Thanks for listening. We're talking about how much Brewers baseball you consume on a weekly basis. It's asking a lot to cover every game, right? It is. Got a damn life to lead. And kids, too. And no disrespect to children, and I'm a parent. But, man, when there's a big game at night, it's excruciating going to, like, a 7-year-old choral concert. I mean, it's tough, man. Now you can peek at your phone and just make sure it's on silent. But how much Brewers baseball do you get in a week? Either radio, TV, I mean, you check the internet, you check your phone, you got an earpiece in your ear. I know that I've done that a few times years ago, just had some things going on, just a little transistor radio, and you knock down the earpiece in there and you can listen to the ball game as well. We don't count. I don't count because I, two reasons. I do it for a living, but I also, I love the team. So I'm way over the top in that regard. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockey Talk Line is where we find Dave. Dave, you're on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, boys, how are we?
What's happening?
Hey. This is a great topic. It's a great question. It got me thinking, and I'm like, man, I'm going to call in and talk about it. I think if I were to say how many games I pay attention to, it'd be 90% of them, one way or the other.
Really? That's pretty good.
But, yeah, I mean, let's put it this way. I don't watch every game the whole way through, but there is rarely a game where I don't at least know what's going on. There is rarely a game where I haven't at least watched or listened to it. I've got the Fox Sports Go app, and I watch it on there. The craziest thing that I could think of is my wife and son and I were driving to Pigeon Forge for a baseball tournament, and I was driving through the Smoky Mountains with the Fox Sports Go app watching the game while we were driving through it. Because I was like, there's no way else I'm going to be able to get it, you know? So I had to do it.
Yeah, and but you, as a parent, you know you've had to miss games for your kids' play or something.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm one of his coaches, you know. So I mean, but even there, I'm sitting there with the phone with the at bat app or whatever else like that, and in between innings, I'm checking to see what the score is. If something happened, I'll watch the video of what happened, those kinds of things. So even as I talk about it, it feels like I maybe have a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Dave, as a coach, you're going to want to stick around and listen to the show today. We have an author on. His name is Pete Jaskolski. He talks about umpiring and de-escalation of some of your issues as coaches and umpires go at it. So stick around for that, all right?
Will do, for sure.
All right, take it easy. There's Dave. He covers 90% of – I figured that was going to be an answer that, yeah, you follow just about every game, but you can't catch the whole game.
In an age where we look at our phones every second, certainly if you're a Brewers fan and you're into Brewers baseball, if you're not watching a game, there is some point in the evening where you're going to look at your phone, whether it's on Twitter or it's on one of those apps, and you want to know what the score is.
Well, and that's why on the post-game show we kind of do the game recap, because it is a situation where two on, nobody out in the third, and you don't score, and it flies under the radar. You don't know that if you didn't catch that specific inning. That's good conversation. We'll continue our conversation, Brewers baseball, as a Friday edition of the Bill Michaels Show rolls on.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.